Good evening. It's October 13, 2014. This is the meeting of the Pacifica National Board Elections Committee. I'm the chair, Bob Lederer, and our secretary, Michael Novick, is in transit, so instead I will call the roll. Teresa Allen, KPFT. Teresa, are you with us?
Teresa Allen here.
Carolyn Burden, WBAI.
Yes, here I am. Thank you.
Fred Blair, KPFK. Jim Brown, WPFW.
Yes.
Maria Elena Castellanos, KPFT. Mark Hernandez, KPFA. Cynthia Johnson, KPFA. Can someone please mute their phone? Kim Kaufman, KPFK.
Here.
Janet Coburn, KPFA.
Present.
Hank Lamb, KPFT.
Okay, see you later. Okay, thank you.
I'm Bob Lederer. I'm here. Frank Lefevre, WBAI. Michael Novick, KPFK.
Am I audible?
Yes, you are. Thank you. Lawrence Reyes, KPFK.
Present.
Serene Roberts, WBAI. Richard Uzel, KPFT. Margie Wilkinson, KPFA.
I'm here.
Jane Zara, WPFW.
I'm here.
Okay, that's quorum, so we can get going. I put out pretty much the same proposed agenda as I did for the last meeting, and let me just mention to those who may not be aware that the last scheduled meeting about 2 weeks ago, we did not reach quorum, but we decided to go on the stream anyway and just get some updates and talk about what the working groups could do, but we didn't make any decisions. So here we are, and I'll read the agenda out loud for the stream. The proposed agenda. Number one, before we go further, would someone please volunteer to be a timekeeper? It would really help if someone could, you know, just kind of keep the time for each item that we'll announce.
I can do it, but I have to get my stopwatch, okay.
That's fine, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. And we're also going to need a note taker for this meeting because, as I said, Michael Novick is in transit. So is there anyone who would be willing to just take basically the motions that are adopted or not? Can I persuade one person to just volunteer this one time? Well, all right. I'll ask again when we're done setting the agenda. So, all right. My proposal is, number one, status of National Election Supervisor job applications and membership list cleanup for 10 minutes. Next would be next steps with timeline working group for 30 minutes. Three would be next steps on cost-cutting measures, including four items. One would be populating the working group on cost-cutting for 5 minutes. Next steps regarding the letter to nonprofits for 5 minutes. E-balloting and whether to draft a request for proposals for 30 minutes. And various other cost-cutting proposals for 20 minutes. And then the final item would be setting the next committee meeting date for 10 minutes and with a time certain adjournment of 10:30 p.m. Eastern. So are there any amendments to this proposed agenda? Okay. Hearing none, are there any objections to adopting this proposed agenda? Okay.
No objections.
Okay, hearing none, it's adopted. And let me ask again, would anyone be willing to just take notes on motions considered and, you know, decided?
I'm going to be on and off the call, I'm afraid, so I won't offer to do that because it'll be patchy.
Okay. All right, well, then I guess Michael will have to get it off the stream later, and we'll make do during the call. Okay, so...
I apologize. I can't either. I'm at another meeting.
Okay. All right. So, Jim, are you back with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So the first item is 10 minutes. It's the status of the National Election Supervisor job applications and membership list cleanup. So, Margie, take it away.
Sure. So I don't think anything on the applications has changed very much. I have several candidates that I've spoken to, they're at this point all under consideration. I have also, I guess everyone on the call knows that at the PMB meeting last Thursday, a motion was adopted to put in place a pretty strict hiring freeze. So I have notified the candidates that that's the situation that Pacifica, I worded it sort of delicately. I think I could send you all the wording if you're interested. The Pacifica is dealing with some financial difficulties, and there's a hiring freeze in place, and that the hiring of an NES would require the approval of the PMB. And
Margie, you're fading.
I'm sorry. I am very tired. I'm sorry. The hiring of an NES would require the approval of the PMB, and I'll keep them all posted. And they all indicated that they had a continuing interest in the job and would like to keep their applications alive. So that's the situation with hiring the NES. What was the other question?
The membership list cleanup.
Oh, the membership list. I got everything is hunky dory. I've spoken to responsible people at every station who have assured me that all the lists are in good shape, because they have either just done a membership mailing or are planning to do a membership mailing. So the lists have been sent to one of those outfits that cleans up membership lists, and they've had, you know, different things have happened to different stations, but like at KPFA, they've had volunteers who have cleaned up the list and made sure that everything is in good shape. So I think we're really in pretty good shape around the question of lists.
Okay, thanks, Margie. Any questions for Margie?
Janet,
okay, Janet.
This is Alex.
And Carolyn.
And then Carolyn.
So Margie, does the membership mailing or the membership list include staff?
Yes. They do include staff because they have to do staff. There are they do have some a few problems at KPFK around staff issues, but I think for the most part the stations think that their staff lists are in pretty good shape.
Okay. Teresa was next, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I am very concerned, and I would like this committee to make a decision as to what stand we're going to take on the fact that we are forbidden to hire. And if we're forbidden to hire and we don't agree that we will look for somebody that will do it for free, we're not going to have elections this year. When I brought it up the last time, people said, oh, well, you did something illegal last year and you didn't have elections last year. But that doesn't fix this problem in that, I remember voting on it when I was on the national board. And the fact remains that we're getting to some pretty strange situations where we're right at the bottom of the barrel. We have no candidates left to feed into our local station board, and therefore we're not going to have enough people in a pool to run for the national board next year. So what are we going to do, and what specifically is National doing to get the money to hold the election as our bylaw state we need to have?
Well, that's I like that question. Last week I was totally focused on getting the money to make payroll. So let me just say that we're not. I think you have to be a little careful about the the motion that was adopted by the PMB. We're not forbidden to hire. Hires must go through a couple of layers of approval, so I don't think we should say that we're forbidden to hire. Although maybe that's what the board will decide, is that we're not allowed to hire. Let me just finish. Me finish, please. Okay.
Can I have a word in edgewise? I mean, this
no,
is
Teresa,
no,
she's in the middle
I'm
of answering
sorry.
Your question.
It,
let her answer it, and then
crazy.
You can respond.
I can't keep. I'm really tired, and it's really hard for me to stay focused and keep a thought in my brain. And if you interrupt me, it's going to get worse. Okay. The other thing I want to say is that we are in the middle of budget discussions. Only a couple of budgets have been approved by the NFC. They expect to have most of the budgets in place by the end of the month. Then they'll have to be voted on by the PMB. And that will give us some information about where we are financially. And the other thing I want to say is that we're in the middle of fund drives at every station, and that, you know, they're not performing as well as we would like at any station. So I think, you know, I don't know what to do about the question of money, really, except to say that I think we have to look at the budgets, and we have to talk realistically about what money is available. And I do think we need to talk about cost cutting. And if people have ideas about how to get the money to pay for elections, I'd be very happy to follow up on that. I hadn't thought of that, frankly, but if there are ideas out there about what to do to make money come in specifically to pay for elections, that's something I'd be interested in pursuing.
Lawrence to the staff, please.
Okay. So I have...
My name's Janet Kay again.
All right. So Carolyn was next.
I'm sorry. Serene with a point of information?
Sure. Go ahead.
How much longer for this agenda item?
Jim, how many more minutes are left?
3 minutes.
Three more minutes. Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Carolyn. Carolyn, are you there?
Oh, I'm so sorry I was muted. Yes, I'm concerned because I think I must admit something, but we did have an offer at one point of someone to do this for free. Was that rejected, refused, discussed? I don't recall being in on that conversation. Probably my fault, but where did that go? Well, if you can bring us up to date.
I don't know anything about that. And let me remind everyone on the committee, we're not to mention any names of any candidates for any of the, you know, for any position.
Well, without naming names, does anyone else recall a discussion of an offer to do this for free? Is anyone else aware of such an offer?
Maybe you can call the meeting, Carolyn.
Okay, and is there a an inquiry from someone who offered to do it for free in your list of applicants?
I'm not aware of that, but I can look and see.
Who's in charge of the applications?
What do you mean? I am.
Oh, okay.
My job is to select an NES. It's in the bylaws.
Oh, I just didn't know who was handling applications. Okay, then maybe you can tell us when you get a chance to look. Because
sure.
my understanding was that there was actually someone who offered to do it for free, and I didn't understand why that was never taken up, or almost free anyway.
Okay,
maybe,
so...
maybe you should talk about that.
Lawrence,
okay, that's my
next
question. Thank
Lawrence.
You.
Yes, I thought that John was a reformer, but if that's not the case, I will go.
Well, yeah, she already spoke. Go ahead.
Okay. So, in regards to that decision that was made at the at our board meeting, I'm a little confused about it because I it seems like in society when there's a hiring freeze, that the items that are left open for those items to be filled, those positions to be full, are not subject to that hiring freeze. Is that your understanding too, Margie?
You're saying that that positions that were already being recruited for would not be subject to the hiring freeze. I'm not interpreting it that way. I'm interpreting it that that any hiring going forward after the motion was passed by the PNB needs to go through an extra level of approval. That's how I'm looking at it. But
you know. Yeah, time, Bob.
Okay, were you finished, Margie?
Yes.
Okay, so
I move that we extend time 10 minutes on this topic.
Okay, well, I had Janet on the stack. Who else besides Janet wants to ask a question of Margie?
This is Teresa. I'm not satisfied with the answer, and I want to ask a follow-up question.
Okay, so that's two people. Anyone else? Okay, so we could do two questions in, why don't we say, 4 minutes? Is there any objection to a 4-minute extension of this? Okay, hearing none, then we'll do 4 more minutes, Jim. Okay, so Janet, go ahead.
All right, this is going to be a little tricky. So some of the LSC members and directors would have to rerun. The terms were up like at the end of December, and then they were extended, et cetera, et cetera. I am one of them. Margie's one of them. There are others. So I'm concerned, even though there's nothing in the bylaws, but Margie, I don't know if you thought about how to reconcile that you are the IED that will hire the NES for an election that you would have to run in. Anyway, I mean, I don't know if you're going to choose to rerun, but I'm just bringing that up. And so I was just wondering, can you kind of speak to that a little?
That's very interesting because it's a thought that never occurred to me. I've never thought about it. Sorry. Tell me what your thinking is because I'm not sure I understand.
Well, I mean, there might be an impression or, you know, that the person who would be hiring an NES would also be running for... It would be an NES in an election that they would be running in. So that's kind of tricky.
Okay. Well, all I can say is it's absolutely never occurred to me to even think about that. So I hadn't decided whether I was going to run again. And but that I don't think that has any, as far as I'm concerned, that has no bearing on moving forward. I am hesitant about offering a job to somebody that we can't pay for. You know, that's my concern, not whatever else might be at play here. I'm sorry. I hadn't thought about it. I don't know what to say to you.
Okay, Teresa?
If we had a nominating committee, they would probably be able to come up with some candidates within a month. If they all worked really, really hard. I would like you to make arrangements to hire someone. And if you've already talked to these candidates and they say, we understand, we're ready to go when you're ready, then hire someone so the other people can get on and take other jobs. And I'm assuming we should be able to walk and chew gum at the same time. We've wanted to hire somebody since last spring. And, you know, for the last couple months that we've been holding meetings, there have been odd things, you know, like Margie was put in charge of it, and then I said, well, then how much money do we have? You know, we didn't do it because we didn't know how much money we had. Well, let's just hire somebody. Let's hire them. And, you know, if every one of the stations needs to be told to make a cut, then they need to do that. I mean, they should have the budgets by now. This is just inexcusable. So let's have, can we take a vote on that we ask our IED to hire someone now?
Okay, well, right now we're in a Q&A with the IED about where she's at, and so we're the next...
You tell me when on the agenda,
okay.
I can do that.
The very next item is next steps with the timeline working group, and this is something that this group is already, I understand, has discussed, so we'll get into that shortly. Let's hear their report, and then we can discuss it and decide what motions we want to make based on their report.
Right. Fine, Bob.
Okay, thank you. So that's perfect segue to go into the next item, which is the timeline working group. So I know that Janet just posted a report, so why don't you start, and then other members of the working group can chime in. Sorry, Jim. It's 30 minutes on this side. Okay, so Janet, do you want to start?
Okay, let's see. Let me pull this up. Okay, so the timeline working group met on October 5th, and I volunteered to update the timeline documents, and there was last-minute feedback on that just like today and yesterday, so I didn't have... Well, there was some issues with two of the dates. There were only four of us who met, Lawrence, Serene, Michael, and myself, but there was no way that we could make any decisions between now and then and this meeting. So... let me just read off the kind of summary of what we came up with. The first two dates are not finalized, but let me start. Okay, so the NES would be appointed by November 26th of this year. The LESs, that's local election supervisors, would be appointed by January 23rd of next year. So those two dates are not firm, but maybe Lawrence and Michael could address those two dates. But after that, assuming we don't change the NES appointment date, because we have a 90-day period between that date and the nominations being open, so if they... NES appointment date is changed, then the rest of the dates would have to be changed as well. In any case, so based on the November 26th hire date of the NES, the nominations would be open on February 24th. This is all 2015. The nominations would close on March 26th, 2015. The record date, which is... has to do with when people have to become members of their stations by, would be somewhere between March 12th and March 27th. The ballots would be mailed on May 11th. The election close date would be June 15th, somewhere between June 15th and June 25th. I mean, there would be a single date that would have to be identified, but we can't go there yet. And then there's some extension dates. You know, if there, some of the stations don't reach quorum, then there's a 28-week extension. I'm not going to specify those specifically. But assuming there is no extension needed, certification of the results would be between June 17th and July 10th. And then there would have to be a notice date for LSB meetings so that the elected candidates could be seated on the LSBs, and that would be between June 18th and July 11th, and then the LSB seating would be between June 25th and July 18th. So I'll stop there.
Okay, thank you. Let me ask the other members of the working group if anyone else wants to say something.
Yeah, this is Lawrence.
Go ahead.
Just that that I had proposed that instead of November the 26th for the local elected supervisors to be put in place.
The national.
That it be December the 1st because it'd give us, you know, if there is any financial wiggle room, some additional time, you know, to budget for that item,
okay,
for that position.
Anyone else from the working group?
Is Michael on the call?
Yes, he is.
Okay.
Serene, did you want to speak?
I'd like to speak, but I'd be willing to wait if you wanted to speak first.
Michael, did you want to speak? All right, well, go ahead, Serene. Oh, Michael, was that you? Michael has a difficult connection. He's on the road. All right. Well, we can't hear you, Michael. So, Serene, go ahead, and then we'll try Michael again.
Okay.
Am I audible now?
Now you're audible. Yeah.
All right. Sorry. I didn't think about November 26th is the first of that.
I'm sorry, Michael, can you talk a little slower? It's kind of hard to understand.
Okay, sorry. The thing about November 26th or December 1st is that 26th is just before the holiday weekend, and it seems kind of pointless to the point somewhere you're in. I'm not sure if we paid into the holiday or not, but they really couldn't get anything done until the following week.
Okay, were you done, Michael? Okay, Serene, go ahead.
Okay, go ahead, Michael.
I'm sorry, I got off the bus from... am I audible again or not?
Yes, you're audible.
I got off a bus and I'm kind of downtown, and it's very hard for me to hear. And if I don't mute it, it's going to be hard for everybody else. That noise in your own vicinity.
Okay, did you have more to add?
What's that?
Did you have more to add on this subject?
Not right now.
Okay, go ahead, Serene.
Okay, so thanks. Yeah, we definitely agreed on December 1st as the first day to hire the NES, and we agreed for the reasons that Michael stated, but also, and I guess on the last-minute feedback that Janet referred to, she had sent out a correction to her original thing, and I didn't get a chance to look at it until today, so I apologize for that. But there's no reason that the LESs need to be hired in early December. The NES has to be hired 90 days before nominations open. If we hire the NES on December 1st, the nominations would open roughly 3 months later, which would be the beginning of March. The LESs can be brought aboard maybe a month before that, 3 to 4 weeks before that, for training purposes, but all the setup work in terms of the documents and so forth can be done and has been done previously. Someone probably still has it electronically by a previous NES. So there's no reason why we have to hire LESs, 2 months, 3 months, that is. Almost 3 months before nominations open. That's a local expense that the stations are going to have to bear, and not only do most stations not have any extra money, it's not necessary. We don't need them aboard for all that time. So nominations would we do the hire around December 1st. Did you get a chance to email it to the committee, Janet?
Let me speak after you, and I'll address that.
Yeah, she
did. I did.
She did, and it has a January 23rd.
Wait.
No, I don't want to be interrupted. I just wanted to be sure that people had something to look at, because it's easier to keep track when you're looking at something. So let me finish, and then you can speak again, as you did before. So the NES would come aboard December 1st. Nominations would open around March 1st, would close around the 31st, and then, you know, there's the mandatory 45-day period before the ballots are sent out, 45 days while the ballots are out, and so on and so forth. So all the dates that I mentioned here are going to change, or that I mentioned in the version that I saw. I don't know how many changes were made, if any, what you guys received. So those would be the adjustments to the timeline. We also can build in meeting notice dates into the process so that people who are running will be told your local board will be meeting on such and such a date if the election closes by the original date, by such and such a date, if it needs to be extended, and so on and so forth. So we don't have to worry about that in terms of adding additional time at the end of the process. Okay, I'm done.
Okay, Janet?
Right. So what I had sent to the whole committee, it was not my understanding that there was an agreed-upon date of December 1st for the NES hire, but, I mean, it's 5 days after November 26th. I don't have big issues with that. It's just that figuring out what the following dates would be is very complicated, and I did not have time to do that. What I did do was suggest the December 12th date, something like that, of LES hires. I changed that to January 23rd on the what I sent out today, Serene. So it wasn't that December date. I do think that there needs to be probably at least 4 weeks for the LESs to be trained and brought up to, you know, and do certain tasks, set up things, and whatever it is that LESs would do prior to the candidate nomination period being open. So in any case, all of the dates based on changing from the NES hire date from November 26th to December 1st would have to be updated, which I can do, but I wasn't able to do before this meeting. I'm done.
Okay, we can open up the discussion to the floor, to the committee as a whole, and let me just point out, I looked at the calendar, and November 26th is the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, and December 1st is the Monday that follows that weekend. So that would seem to be a sensible modification to wait till that following Monday to have someone start a job. Okay, so the floor is open. Who would like to speak on this proposed timeline with... and the question of the 5-day adjustment.
This is Margie. I have a question.
Sure.
Since I hadn't considered previously in thinking about this, what would happen to people who's who've served their time, as it were. So my question is, what does this schedule mean for people who have reached or almost reached their 6-year maximum? What does it mean for people who, I don't quite understand how this would work, and I hadn't thought about it previously, so I hadn't raised this issue to talk about. And I don't know if it's appropriate for this discussion, but I hope we would talk about it sometime.
Serene for the staff.
Go ahead, Serene.
Janet for the staff.
So for the
Okay, so I got Serene, then Janet, then Lawrence. Go ahead, Serene.
For the people who are beginning, who will be reaching their six-year max, they have to leave, period. For people who have, you know, and they would be replaced by whomever the appropriate runner-up is from the 2012 election list. And others, I would assume, would simply stay on until we have an election. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense to try to do anything else for 4 or 5 months.
No, I'm talking about participation in the election. I'm sorry, I wasn't clear about that.
I'm sorry, say again then. I missed it. If they've reached their 6 years, they can't run, so there's no issue.
Okay. And what about people who are, like, at 4 years or something?
If they wish to run, they would be running, but whoever runs in this in the election is getting the remainder of whatever of the term that would have been available had we done these elections in December 2013.
Got it. Okay.
Okay,
that answers my question. Thank you.
Right, so it's roughly a year and a half.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, next is Janet.
Okay, so there are two issues, at least two additional issues.
I'm sorry, who was trying to be recognized?
Probably Michael. Anyway,
now you are, Michael. Did you want to be added to the stack? Okay, so I have Janet, Lawrence, and Michael. Go ahead, Janet.
So I don't know if it's easier for Michael to go now. I'm willing to let him go ahead of me. Michael, you want to do it or you want to wait?
Can't hear you, Michael.
Nice try.
All right, so I'll go.
Then, okay. Yeah, go ahead, Janet.
So, aside from the questions that Margie asked, there's also, the seating that would happen when is it? Sometime June.
Hang on one second, Janet. What's your point of personal privilege to me?
I don't know if you're moving around or something, Janet, but at a point you're almost fading out for me.
Sorry, is this any better?
Yeah.
Yes, thanks.
Okay. All right, so what the understanding is that once the winning candidates are seated in late June, early July, that would also bump off whoever had been on, who had not been reelected or whatever, who had been carried over. It's kind of complicated, but of course. Some of those people might have been elected as PNB directors in January, this coming January, which would be from the pool of the current LSD memberships, which is, all right, so there's that issue. Then another issue, and so, you know, what would happen with the PNB, there would be, you know, it's like once a year there are the PNB elections, but in this case there would be an interruption of the continuity of that, their one-year term of some people. Then there is the issue of there's a required election, a regular election for 2015. Not this one, but the regular one. And how would we work that and pay for that and all that? And Michael has some put forward some proposal on that, but it's really complicated. Sorry, I'm done.
Okay, Lawrence?
Yeah, just to chime in a little bit, Margie, that's One of the things that we really concentrated on in this working group was to establish a timeline. We did go into some discussion about, you know, who's going to be termed out. But it was just brief. And so maybe that's something that we could take back to the working group to look at. But I think what we wanted to put in place is a reasonable timeline to deal with having elections, you know, coming up this year and into next year. So, that's my understanding. If anybody on the working group knows otherwise, then please correct me.
Okay, Michael? Michael, we can't hear you. Michael?
Am I audible now?
Now you are.
Okay, sorry. This phone stumps me every time. So, yeah, I basically agree with what Janet and Lawrence were saying. Here's the thing. We're dealing with the consequence of the fact that the PNB over a year ago postponed what was supposed to be the 2013 elections. And so we're trying to come up with a timeline to have those delayed elections as soon as possible. And I think the rest of the things in 2015 and 2016, let's deal with as they come up. But for now, we need to set as soon as possible a practical timeline for conducting those elections. In other words, there are people serving on the LSP, PNB now already, whose election took place in 2010. And was, you know, they're continuing in office because the 2013 election didn't happen. So the sooner we can rectify that by having an election, the better, and everything will then follow from that. We'll have the election. The people who are elected will immediately take the seats that they shouldn't have taken, you know, in December 2013, and it'll happen until the end of the term in 2016, and the rest of the consequences will have to be worked out based on the election and who the electorate chooses to represent them. But we can't predict that or foresee that. So the main thing is to have this election that's, you know, as early as you practically can, given the financial situation and the other constraints that have been created by not having the election that's supposed to be held a year and a half, you know, over a year ago. That's all.
Okay. Who else would like to speak? Well, then let me ask the members of the working group. Are you prepared tonight to make this a motion to have the timeline as adjusted, as proposed to be adjusted by 5 days? You know, in other words, to appoint the NES on December 1st. Did you want to make that a motion for tonight? And obviously the working group would have to go after tonight and make the, you know, do the arithmetic to make those changes, but it seems like it would be pretty minor to just add 5 days along the way.
Oh, Serene for the staff.
Sure, go ahead.
Janet for the staff.
So in my view, it's slightly more than, and I thank Janet very much for checking on the dates and the periods, the intervals and so forth. That's time consuming. It was when we picked this up, a while ago, and we're doing it. I certainly appreciate the effort. It would be more than a matter of just those 5 days. The issue of how soon we need to hire local supervisors, which is money that comes directly out of station budgets. And I know certainly here we are so strapped for cash and so short-staffed that paying someone for 2 weeks or 3 weeks or whatever more than is necessary to do the job is something that I would not be able to endorse. It may not be a lot of money when we look at all the money we owe overall, but every bit counts. So I would want to hire to support a timeline where the local supervisors are hired no more than 3 to 4 weeks at the discretion of the national supervisor, who will have a better idea of the training needed for the work that will be required of them, but no more than 3 to 4 weeks before nominations open.
Okay, Janet?
Okay, so I'm willing to limit it to 4 weeks. We also, this committee, not the, the timeline working group, has talked about possibly trying to find LESs who, you know, volunteer LESs. So I don't know. And but any the LESs would have to be hired or appointed or whatever by the NES. That's what the bylaws say. But whether they're paid or not, that's a separate issue. So it would be, I don't know. I guess in the next agenda item, we can talk about that.
Yes, we will.
So four weeks. So Serene, if you would be willing to agree that 4 weeks before the candidate nominations open, that the LESs would have to be hired. No sooner than 4 weeks.
Serene, did you want to answer that?
Yeah, respectfully, I don't think that's this committee's call. I think it's the work group's call. I think it's the committee's call. The NES makes the hire. There's no timeline for the hire in the bylaws. It's not our job. And the NES will have interviewed candidates and will have an understanding of what skills they bring to the table. I mean, you know, the ability to manipulate the database, to grasp the concepts that we're dealing with, and that's a decision that the NES can make. I don't think we should, you know.
Teresa for the stack.
Okay. All right. Go
Lawrence.
Ahead. Teresa.
Lawrence for the stack, too.
Yeah. Teresa.
So I'm sorry. Let me say, Janet. So I can live with the language of no sooner than, provided we have language that says at the NES's discretion, because ultimately that's the most important factor.
That's fine.
Okay. Teresa?
You know, we've had these elections any number of years now, and we've asked the NESs to do reports. If we have a capable NES, that person should be able to read the reports and learn from the reports and not be reinventing the wheel. I personally work I've worked as an election alternate judge in the real elections here in Texas. We have 1 2-hour training, a month and a half to 2 months before the actual elections, and then we work like a 50-hour week and a 70-hour week. I don't understand why we're in this kind of mindset that once we hire these people that we have to hire them full-time for a couple months. It doesn't have to be that way. I mean, there are times when the job is only maybe an hour a week. I mean, I don't understand why the national supervisor can't write the press releases and get all of the data to send out all of the press releases, you know, to start with. I mean, it is a matter of, like, being able to do more than one thing at a time, like walking and chewing gum. We don't need to do one thing and then wait until that's finished before we even think about the next thing. That's what I'm hearing, and I think that's very dangerous for the foundation. I mean, we should be able to get an NES hired. I mean, I don't know of any NESs that couldn't. I mean, these people, everyone that we've had, you know, were fairly independent, that they were like contractors, that they could take the job. They can either take it or not take it. I don't understand why we're kind of tiptoeing around the way we hire these people. You know, get the NES, get the timeline, and hire people and say, we anticipate that it will start such and such. That doesn't mean we have to start paying them full time. Thank you.
Okay, Lawrence, you want to speak?
Yeah, I understand what Teresa's saying, and I appreciate her remarks. I would go along with what Serene just articulated, which I think is sort of what if I'm misinterpreting them, maybe Teresa could chime in afterwards, is saying to do is put the NES into place, then read the previous reports from the previous national election supervisors, and then from there, you know, within his or her discretion, you know, start making those additional moves that need to be made on a local level. So yeah, I'm supporting both Janet and Serene, and also taking into account Teresa's remarks that were well articulated.
Okay, who else would like to speak? And also, is there a motion that anyone wants to make about this?
Serene, with a motion.
Sure.
My motion is the timeline, but I think the language that the committee would have to approve would be that the committee approves a timeline for the next round of delegate elections/LSB elections, beginning with an NES hire on or around December 1st. If the person is unable to start until December 2nd, we won't have to do it all over. On or around December 1st, and with LESs to be hired no more than 4 weeks before the opening of nominations, with the actual date subject to the NES's discretion. And I couldn't repeat that.
Okay, I'm writing it down. Give me a minute, folks, please.
Treason for the staff.
Michael, do the staff have an audible?
Yes, you're audible, Michael and Teresa.
So I think it should also include something along the lines of that the other dates would follow according to the bylaws intervals for opening nominations and closing nominations, et cetera, something like that.
Bob, you had time.
Oh, thanks, Jim. Okay, so we have...
That's fine. I agree with Michael. I mean, I guess it's always good to state the obvious when you're dealing with boards.
Right. Okay, so we have a motion on the floor, but we're at time, so... Shall we say another 10 minutes to process this motion? Is that sufficient?
Yeah, I think we've been discussing this for more than half an hour, and we can just vote.
Yeah.
All right, let's...
This is Teresa. I have an amendment.
Okay, hang on. Let me just figure out the time here. So why don't we say 5 minutes? Is there any objection to a five-minute extension of this item?
I think we need 10.
Okay, well... can we try 5 and then see if we need more? Jane, do you have any objection to starting with 5? Jane?
It wasn't Jane. I think it was
Jane. No? Me? No?
No, that wasn't you, Jane?
No, but I don't have a problem.
My apologies. Who said we
need 10? It was Janet Kay, and I have a point of information.
Yes.
So, Serene, what we had talked about a little while ago was this LES date being, hire date being no sooner than 4 weeks before the candidate nomination open date and or at the NES's discretion. Is that what you were meaning by your wording of the motion?
I don't think I had and or. I think I said subject to the NES's.
Oh, subject to, okay. But still, you had the 4 weeks before, no sooner than 4 weeks before the candidate nomination open date.
Yeah, because you're paying for
okay.
it. Okay.
Yeah. I just see that. Okay.
Okay. All right. So, without objection, we're going to go 5 more minutes on this. Any objection? Okay. Jim, so 5 minutes. Here's what I got from Serene's, what she said, which is slightly different than what was just said. So let me just read it and see if it makes sense to Serene and to everyone else. The Elections Committee recommends that the process of electing delegates begin with an NES hire on or around December 1st and with LESs to be hired no more than 4 weeks before opening of nominations, with the actual date to be subject to the NES's discretion. And then we'll add Michael's piece. But is that part so far? Well, let's start with Serene, since it's your motion.
That's fine.
Yeah, okay. Does anyone need that clarified, what we have so far, and then we're going to add another part? Okay. And then,
I do have an amendment.
Okay, but first let's just get it what we have on the floor clear, and then we can take amendments. So then what Michael...
Janet Kay?
Is this about clarifying the wording? Or are,
right, but Michael had added something.
Yeah, no, I was just getting to that.
Yeah, okay.
So I didn't write it down, but I believe the sense of it was all other dates in the timeline would follow as per bylaws requirements. Michael,
yeah, I think I said intervals. But
I'm sorry, say it again?
I said intervals, but...
Oh, all other intervals, okay, in the timeline would follow as per bylaws requirements. But I think my suggestion would be that we also accompany this motion with a revised version of the timeline that the working group created, so that people who are not familiar with all the intricacies of 30 days for this and 45 days for that would
see. Sorry, I'm sorry. I may not have said that in my commentary, but that was my intention, that we would go back and, I thought I did, but anyway, that we would go back and actually work out these dates, and you know, the working group would go back and actually specify the dates and plug in the full dates.
Oh, so the motion is actually to approve a calendar that will be adjusted, is close to what we got in front of us tonight, but it will be tweaked a little bit. Is that basically what you're saying?
Yeah, because what you have, you know, yeah.
Okay, so...
Janet Kay, point of personal privilege.
Sure, go ahead.
All right, since I've been maintaining these documents for the timeline,
mm-hmm.
I need to know very clearly what this motion, you know, how it's stated, and so please provide it to me at least, as soon as possible, so I can tweak the timeline documents for the working group.
Absolutely. That's exactly
okay.
What I intend to do.
Okay.
All right. So how about this? Let me read it through fully. The Elections Committee recommends that the process of electing delegates begin with an NES hire on or around December 1st and with LESs to be hired no more than 4 weeks before the opening of nominations, with the actual hire date to be subject to the NES's discretion. All other intervals in the timeline would follow as per bylaws requirements as follows, and then that part we will delegate to the working group to adjust what the version we got tonight, and you know, we'll basically take that on trust that they will follow our intent, and then that'll be done, and we'll, you know, append right below that the list of dates. Is there discussion on that way to present the motion?
I have a proposed amendment.
Go ahead. Was that you, Michael? You had an amendment?
I think Teresa had a proposed amendment. I don't know if you still have it or not.
Okay. Teresa, did you have an amendment?
Yes. I move that we state that we want the election supervisor, national election supervisor, hired immediately.
Okay. Well, that's not actually an amendment. That's a substitute motion. But
that's
fine. That's in order. All right. So...
Do you want me to motivate it?
Sure.
Teresa, can you repeat it as well? Because I didn't hear it. I'm sorry.
Instead of saying that we want to do this on December 1st, I want us to say that we're going to hire this person immediately. I mean, already we're saying that we need to run things by the national board. Let's just get on with it. And as I said, there's nothing to stop us from saying, okay, we're going to hire you immediately. We expect you to do... you know, an hour's worth of work per week for next couple weeks, you know, go over the timeline, get it approved or whatever. This person can start work and be hired without an expectation that they're working 40-hour weeks or even 20-hour weeks.